anything that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Gotta cut loose, put loose, kick off the Sunday shoes.
Welcome to this fine spring weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. Live on stage at Chico Theater Company, the current production is Footloose, the musical. Today we'll be talking with the director and several members of the cast. Also, we'll be hearing from two of the 60 women artists who are showing their works at an exhibition called Persistence at MUNCA, the Museum of Northern California Art in Chico. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
Tomorrow in Dunsmuir, the Siskiyou Arts Museum features a double art opening. In the small gallery, Black Butte Center for Railroad Culture displays artwork and murals depicting trains. In the large gallery, the exhibit Wild and Still, paintings and photographs, works by Susan Edwards, Ray Ferguson, and Jennifer Pentrack. Meet this trio of artists at a reception tomorrow, beginning at 5 p.m. in the Siskiyou Art Museum. Tonight in Reading, Spiritus Productions presents Shakespeare's bittersweet comedy, Twelfth Night. The Bard's play comes to a beautiful outdoor setting. Bring a blanket to sit on the grass at the amphitheater by the Sundial Bridge, tonight or tomorrow night at 7:30, or at the final performance Sunday at 2. Admission is pay what you can, and your donation helps ensure Shakespeare in the Park can return next year. Today, at the Reading Civic Auditorium, a ballet presented by the Reading Dance Center, The Red Shoes. Two performances, 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock. In Red Bluff tonight, the Main Event Gallery opens its exhibit, Visions, Impressions and Expressions, works by two North State artists well recognized for their talents in illustration and design, Jeff Fennell and Steve Frashad. There's a reception with those artists tonight, starting at 5 and running till 8, at the Main Event Gallery, 710 Main Street in Red Bluff. At the Orland Art Center, the exhibit The American West, A Way of Life. Tracy Libby displays her fine art photographs of images like the wide open spaces of Wyoming. Gallery hours, 1 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Live on stage at Chico's Blue Room Theater, the Boys and Girls Club of North Valley presents The Sandlot. Can a ragtag team of baseball-playing kids get back their special ball signed by Babe Ruth? Or will the beast behind the fence keep it? Performances are tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. Tonight, at Chico's Downtown Plaza, float down a musical river of country and southern rock with the Cripple Creek Band, starting at 7 o'clock. Chico's Red Tavern on the Esplanade near 3rd Avenue continues its exhibit, North State Realities and Fantasies, paintings by Dolores Mitchell. Caper Acres, 1 Mile Swimming Pool, and Chico Area Orchards and Rice Fields are among her subjects. At Theater on the Ridge in Paradise, it's opening weekend for Enchanted April, a charming comedy about four women on holiday in Italy. Performances are tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. That's the calendar for this week. Born on this date, comedian Joan Rivers. I enjoy life when things are happening, Rivers admitted. I don't care if it's good things or bad things. That means you're alive.
I'm here at Chico Theater Company, and their present production is Footloose, the musical. We have here the director and choreographer, Anna Murray. Anna, why is this show an important show for you?
It is my first main stage musical. I've directed 13 children's musicals and two other main stage non-musicals. I grew up in Chico. I graduated from PV, but I spent 1982 to 84 living with my mom and dad. We went back to Arkansas and stayed with family and had a little life there for about 3 years, and I essentially lived in Beaumont. We had a town that was run by local parishes, and those members were their school board members and their city council members. And there was no dancing, and there was none of that. So had I stayed there and graduated with that class, which would have been 1989, they were actually the first graduating class to have ever had a prom. So yeah, aside from growing up in the 80s and loving the movie, it was definitely somewhat personal for me.
Did you ever feel like you wanted to be a rebel like Ren, the main character in Footloose?
I guess if you ask my mom, yeah, probably. A little bit.
There's a lot of dancing in this show, and I understand you did the choreography too. What was it like to do all that dance with such a big cast?
I actually enjoy doing the choreography. I took dance as a kid. I took it for several years. I also coached cheerleading off and on for 15 years. I definitely have a heavy dance background. I enjoy putting new stuff together and keeping it a little different, a little fun.
What would you say is the essence of this show?
I think a lot of musical theater is fun and campy. You go to watch and be entertained and have a good time. For me with this one, when I really dove into the characters, there's a lot of strength and growth and healing that I think people in their everyday lives deal with. I loved the idea that almost every single character had something to overcome.
How would you describe the style of the music?
Definitely pop. They did a great job of keeping most of the songs that were in the original movie and just, for lack of a better word, musicalizing them. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy the soundtrack to this.
Of course, in the original movie, it's mostly like somebody singing on the soundtrack rather than everybody singing the songs, and they transposed it so that the characters and the town sing the songs. Did you like that transition into, you know, a stage musical?
I really liked what they did with it for the most part. I think they did a great job of separating the songs to give the characters what they needed to say. And I did enjoy how they did kind of keep it true to the movie.
Anna, what would people enjoy if they go to see Footloose at Chico Theater Company?
I think it's a highly energetic show. I've got a great cast. I was blessed with fabulous people that came out for auditions. Part of directing, if not the biggest part, is casting, and I have a fantastic cast that have worked their tails off to make sure they put on a good show. If I say so, I think it's great.
We've been talking with Anna Murray, who is the director and choreographer of Footloose, the musical, on stage at Chico Theater Company. Now I'm here with Luis Fuentes. He is the lead character, Ren McCormick. So you having fun with this show, Luis?
Yeah, I'm having a ton of fun.
You do a lot of dancing. I mean, the whole show is about dancing. Have you ever done such a dance-heavy show before?
No, I have not. This is definitely the most dance-heavy role I've ever had.
Are you a rebellious person like Ren is?
I think we all are rebellious in our own way. So yeah, I'm rebellious.
Describe the arc of your character. I know at the beginning he's kind of a fish out of water moving into this small town from Chicago.
He's just trying to find happiness. He's just trying to find comfort in life. It starts with Ariel. Ariel seems to be the first comfortable thing about this weird little town that doesn't allow dancing. And eventually he makes it his home. I guess that's the character arc, is that he finds happiness and finds home.
He's certainly a person who ends up with a cause to get the town to let loose of their laws to not dance and let the kids dance. Have you ever had a cause like that where you were really arguing to change the minds of a whole group of people?
I don't think I really have. Not in the way that Ren is able to organize on the local level and really activate change within his community. I think we should all try to strive for that, myself included, though.
The last time I saw you on stage was in Bug at the Blue Room Theater. That was quite an intense thriller drama. Mm-hmm. Compare the experiences for you from doing an intense non-musical and doing a full-out musical like this.
That's a big question. But at its core, it's the same thing. From my perspective and my job as the actor, it's to create a character that people can connect with. Whether or not it's a big, dancey musical or if it's an intense thriller, the characters have to be real. They have to be relatable.
Well, as you said, you haven't done this much dance in a show before. Describe what it was like to take on that physical movement and really get to the core of that, because that's what Ren has to do. Right. He represents dance.
You know, I'm not the greatest dancer. I really am not. I took a couple dance classes. I've always been fleet of foot, I guess. But I'm not a great dancer. I'm in pretty decent shape. I just work hard. I practice the steps. I practice them at 100%. And so maybe I'm not the best dancer, but I sure as heck make it seem like I am.
Are you pretty exhausted after the show?
I am fried. Yes, I'm ready for 3 days of rest before I come back.
The present show at Chico Theater Company plays through June 24th. So you're going to have to be doing this show for almost all of June. How are you making sure that you're going to get through this with full energy all the way through the whole run?
Well, I pride myself in the fact that I start in the rehearsal process at 100%. We've been doing runs for weeks before we open, so I've been going at 100% for several weeks now. So I think I'm going to be okay.
Well, let's talk about the music in this. What's your favorite song to sing and perform?
I'm Free, Heaven Help the Man. It's the showstopper number of the show, right before the end of the first act, and I'm drenched in sweat by the end of it. It's right in my money range, and I have a great time doing it.
We've been talking with Luis Fuentes. He plays Ren McCormick, the main character in Footloose. And now I'm talking with John Davis. He plays Reverend Shaw Moore, kind of the antagonist, although by the end he has some growth. John, what comment do you have about the essence of this part?
It's been difficult. It's a departure from what I've done before. Shaw is very conflicted. He's very sad. He's letting that manifest through his need to control what happens, not really liking Ren McCormick for everything he represents. I think his problem with Ren is he reminds him so much of Bobby, his son, who he lost. You know, you see that with Vi laughs and likes Ren a lot. Vi is my wife. But yeah, he's really conflicted, and he's just having a tough time, and he's trying to make some changes, and he's trying to get past everything. I can just hardly imagine how horrible that would be to lose a child.
This is mainly a lighthearted musical with lots of energetic dance and young people. But your character is quite serious and sad. What's it like being that contrast from the energy of all the young people in the show?
It's different being the heavy, I guess. You know, with everyone being so light, it's fun being that contrast. Normally, in my normal life, I'm very lighthearted, like Ren. Yeah. That's where my biggest challenge has been, is trying to tone myself down. Honestly, backstage, I keep talking to myself about Bobby, his son, who he lost, to keep myself heavier. It seems to help, but it's just, man, it's weird being the heavy, especially in the last scene. When he comes down the stairs and everyone skitters off to the side and they're like, oh, it's Reverend Moore. Uh-huh. It's fun, though. It's really, really fun.
We've been talking with John Davis, who plays the antagonist of Footloose, Reverend Shaw Moore. And this is Footloose at Chico Theater Company. And now I'm talking with Talia Rempel. She plays Ariel Moore, the daughter of the Reverend, but also the romantic interest for the main character, Ren. What's great about doing a musical?
It's like a whole new level of expressing yourself. Using song to tell a story adds so much more passion and so much more meaning to it.
Well, describe your character, Ariel, and her journey through this play.
Ariel, well, she's the preacher's daughter. She also has a very rebellious streak because of problems that are going on in the family. She's kind of lashing out at her dad by, dating the bad boy of the school. And then when she meets Ren, she kind of gets more stability through him. She kind of grows from being a rebellious bad kid to knowing what's right and making peace with her father.
Are you having fun with all of the high energy dance in Footloose?
Oh yeah, I'm a dancer. I've been dancing for years, so it's a lot of fun for me.
We've been talking with Talia Rempel, who plays Ariel Moore, the female lead in Footloose, the musical, now on stage at Chico Theater Company. Now we're talking with Alex Anderson. She plays Rusty, the comic secondary lead in the show, I would say. You're adorable on stage, I have to say, and I think that you make an adorable couple with the character Willard. Were you really familiar with this story? Had you seen the movie?
No, I actually hadn't seen the movie until the day after I'd auditioned, but I'd heard the iconic, like, Everybody Cut Footloose song, so I knew that one.
Well, you get to sing one of the other well-known songs from the show. Let's hear it for the boy. Yeah.
I really love that song. It's when Rusty and Willard finally, like, get together and their awkwardness diffuses a little bit. It's nice.
So do you like doing comedy? You're very good at it.
Oh, thank you. I actually haven't done comedy characters very much, so this was a change for me. I loved doing it. It was awesome.
Well, describe your character.
Rusty is a very outgoing teenage girl. She talks very, very fast because, like, she just has 1,000 things going through her head at one time. She's a little bit awkward with Willard. She doesn't really know how to communicate with boys, and he's also very awkward.
Other than when you're trying to talk to Willard, you're pretty outgoing. How did you get into that awkwardness with Willard?
Rusty's just so nervous around Willard because she's been trying to impress him since kindergarten that she just does not know how to act around him. But when she's around, like, her people, she definitely is just super outgoing. But yeah, when she's around Willard, she does not know how to act.
We've been talking with Alex Anderson, who plays Rusty, half of the comic couple in the show. And the show is Footloose, the musical. See Footloose, the musical, at Chico Theater Company, tonight at 7:30, tomorrow at 7:30, or Sunday at 2 o'clock. Let's join our visual art expert, Dolores. She's at one of the largest venues for artwork in Chico.
This is Dolores Mitchell. I'm currently in the Library of MoNCA, which is the Museum of Northern California Art. I'm speaking with two artists in the current exhibition, Persistence, showing the work of 60 Northern California women artists. We'll find out how these two artists have persisted First, Laurie Stevens. Tell us about your background as an artist and also your involvement with students.
I was a silversmith in college at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. I taught English for 10 years at Orland High School. I was moved into the art program where I taught for 23 more. I found that teaching art was a blessing. I learned so much. I found that I explored so many different mediums. When I retired 8 years ago, I find that I just keep playing with different mediums and different sizes and different topics. I'm having a really good time. I'm kind of all over the place.
You have persisted. I'm turning now to Paula Bush. Give us some of your background, Paula.
I majored in art. I did get my teaching credential and ended up teaching at Butte College for 27 years in many different areas, from silkscreen to drawing to color theory. I've been retired for 4 years and now am a full-time studio artist.
Lori, I'd like you to tell me what you're showing.
I'm showing a 30-inch by 30-inch painting, drawing, mixed media. I kind of grab whatever materials are at my fingertips, and I think that'll work at the time. It's a collage of images, not magazine pieces, but drawn and painted images. It's meant to be interpretive. I would wish that people look at it and think, wow, there's a lot of images. What might they have to do with me being the viewer, not the artist?
Paula, what are you showing?
A piece from my Rusted series called Rain Girl. I'm still working in encaustics, which is beeswax mixed with Damar resin. I apply it to a box, basically. And it's very hot, and I sear it with a torch. That makes one layer stick to the next. I have about 20 layers on these boxes that I make, and then I assemble rusted objects that I've found all over old antique shops, Habitat for Humanity. People have given me stuff. And I assemble an image. This particular piece, I started with an old photograph. It's a young woman standing in the woods, and she has this giant teacup on her head, as if it were an umbrella sheltering her from the rain, kind of an Alice in Wonderland look. And above that, I've put a rusted faucet, rusted wires coming down to emulate rain, then etched in all around these objects, little pools of water and raindrops dropping into them.
For the entire time you spoke, your eyes were closed and you were seeing the piece. I could tell that you were going from the top to the bottom. It was very interesting. Well, let's consider persistence. Is there something about the constantly interrupted life of a woman that makes persistence an important part of the experience as an art maker?
Persistence is a really interesting word because I think that in anything we approach, we have to persist to reach our goal. I find in art making, persisting just in the creative process is so challenging and encouraging, not just to finish the piece, but actually to just get through it and have it work. It's pleasing to me to get to that place. That's really, really a lot of work. In the show, persistence, for me, goes to getting to that end result and being satisfied with it.
Paula, what does persistence mean to you in relation to this exhibition?
I suppose it means the persistence of women to be able to keep doing their artwork on top of all the other demands of their lives. For me, persistence is easy because my favorite place to be is persisting in the studio.
You were also talking about the whole history of women in art. They've been underrepresented, making exhibitions of this sort important because they do provide a showcase. Women have persisted despite the odds throughout the ages.
In the early 70s, I became aware of Judy Chicago and the women's art movement with the dinner party piece that she did, putting past women artists on the map. I started reading books about female artists. It gave me a sense of, okay, I can do this too. I was happy that Monca is hosting an all-women show because I think it's important for women artists to feel like their work is being honored in some way. Exposure, that's very important.
Laurie, what's your opinion?
I think it's really neat to see that women can be excellent and thoughtful artists and not just artists of pleasing, beautiful landscapes or flowers. I think it's really neat to see art done by women that is powerful and socially adept, that addresses what's happening in the world as well as in women's lives.
You can view that current exhibit, Persistence, at Monca, the Museum of Northern California Art, which is open Thursday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., at 900 Esplanade in Chico. And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you ever miss this program at its regular broadcast time, you can hear it online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.org. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts in the North State. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.